Decision Making for Students. This podcast is in English because it is made for a girl I met on an internet platform. Her name is Alexandra and she is from Moscow in Russia. And she asked me if I could give her an advice. She does not know what she should do. She should study next year, or this year maybe even. I did not really get it. So at least next year she starts studying at the University of Moscow. And she does not know what to do, because she gets a lot of impulses from her surroundings. Some say that it makes no sense to study, because everything you study you do not need in the future. In your job you need other things. So I was thinking about it, and there are several points I can mention in this case. So, which are independent. Several points of view. So, one point is, how does she want to decide if she does not know which possibilities she has? The problem is that you are grown, that you are held like in a cage, like chickens in a cage. You are in the school systems and everything is standardized. So the aim of this school system is to standardize all the students, the pupils. They should be fit in the system. This is the main aim of the school system. And I found out, or my opinion was, that the school didn't bring me anything. So the most important information you need for life, you have to find on your own. You have to be interested in all these surrounding points. You should see the school as the ground information you get is by coincidence. You just get it and don't need it really. But the other things are much more important. These things you are interested in. And the problem I see is that in the school system, they crowd it. They overload the students with the standardized knowledge. So here the pupils go to school from the morning until the evening. You should be able to find out on your own what you are interested in. And you should use your time for finding out interesting things. You should not be dependent on these points your supervisor gives you all the time. You should be independent. You should know what you need. And the problem is, in this school system, you just follow the orders. It starts in schools and it goes on in the university. You just do what somebody tells you to do. It was also the problem of the Soviet system. So in the eastern part of Germany, you saw the difference. The western part succeeded, and the eastern part, nothing worked. Nothing happened. They were not self-employed. They were used just to follow orders. And that's not... You should be able to decide on your own. You are responsible for your life, and you should not follow these hints you get from other people who think that they know better what to do. The most people do not know anything, and that was what my advice was also in my later business life, that I listened to the opinions of guys who pretended to know something in investing questions. So when I wanted to ask which shares I should invest, I asked Mr. Friedhelm Busch, who was a famous guy on the stock exchange. Everybody knew him. He always was in television, and he talked a lot of bullshit because he didn't know anything. But he claimed to know anything, and didn't. Nobody knows anything. Otherwise, they would be multimillionaires. So you need to know in questions of investing, you always need to know anything on your own. You need to have the information, and you need to know that the others don't know anything. But a lot of these guys have a very high opinion of themselves, and with a lot of self-esteem tell their opinion and self-convenience and all this together. I can tell some stories. So in our university, there was a girl who was ready with studying economics, and she asked her professor. It was Dr. Burman. At this time, he was a doctor, but later he got professor and is up to date. He is a professor at the university in Bremen for economics. And I do not want to criticize him at all. He was really a good guy. He was one of the best guys at the university in Münster. But he told in his he held some lectures near Professor Meffert, and he told that it was absolutely clear. He gave the advice to the girl. She said she had two offers. The first offer was to start in a perfumery, which was Douglas company. So it is a big concern, which means a big company with several hundred sub shops, and there she wanted to start in marketing business. And the other offer she had was at a telecommunication company, and this was in the year about 2000. And in 2000, the internet companies and the telecom companies raised extremely their share. Their stock prices went up almost 100% in 2000, and he gave the advice to the girl. It would be absolutely clear to go in the telecommunication business. So she started in Mobilecom, which was a high flyer at this time. But a few years later, Mobilecom was Chapter 11, bankrupt. And Douglas still exists until today. And maybe this girl would have much more liked to be in the cosmetic business, because it's maybe her hobby or her personal favor to be. So you always should decide on your own feelings, cognitive decision and emotional decision. You should go what your personal feelings are. This would be the advice I would give to somebody who wants to decide what he wants to do in the rest of his life. So I can remember when I was in the kindergarten, I still knew about what I wanted to do, but I couldn't tell it because I was not able to verbalize it, to tell what I really want. But I exactly knew that I didn't want to be a carpenter, a joiner, a woodworker. And in this kindergarten, every kindergarten goer, so we the children, had to dress up in their future profession, what they want to be. And some came as a fire worker, some came as a pilot, some dressed up as an architect. And in my case, my parents decided that I had to go as a woodworker because my father was a woodworker. So I should also, my future was already decided by my parents. But I didn't feel really comfortable with being a woodworker because the image of this profession had not this level as all the others had. So it was much better to be a pilot or an architect or a doctor or something like that. And I had a hammer. I got a hammer and a trouser with in Germany it's called Latzhose, I don't know in English, a worker trousers, yes, and a special coat. And I thought at that time, I do not want to do this in my future. I want to do something. And I knew when people asked very often, the relative asked, and if I could really say what I was thinking. Most of the time I couldn't say what I was thinking because the expectations of my parents were in the other ways. They wanted that I had to say I want to be a woodworker. But when I really could say what I would like to do, then I said, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but I do not want to be the guy who has to do the things. I want to be the guy who decides which things have to be done. I do not want to do something I do not stand behind. I want to be part of the decision. I want to be a decision maker. Yeah, and this, so it doesn't matter in which shop you are working. I described what sort of job I wanted to do. So this is the second view I wanted to tease, or I wanted to inspire. And the third view would be how does the working conditions change in the future? What do I predict? In which direction will it go in the future? So you have to decide in which country you are living, which are the frames in which you are growing up or you are living. So it depends. Yeah. So if you have all possibilities, so we in Germany, we could decide. We have a lot of free grades, free possibilities. We could go to America. We could stay in Europe. We could study We could just start working. We could be self-employed from the beginning. There are a lot of possibilities to start something with the internet. And so for me, as my forefathers, my parent, my grandparents, they were all self-employed. So for me, it was in my blood to be self-employed or sort of self-employed. And when I ask my tennis colleagues who work in big companies, most of them are not really satisfied with their job. They do a lot of... also, it sounds great if you hear what they do. The one guy is responsible for development of the whole company. He is working for Bosch, which is a great company. They do future technologies, but he is not content. He does not like his job, and you can see that he is active in a lot of private activities. For example, he organizes a lot for the tennis club, and if he would. And therefore he does not even get money. He just does it because he likes it. He likes to have the freedom to decide to do something where he can do it without having someone who decides for him. And this is a problem in these big companies. Everything is too strict. The people are in frames. Most of the people do not like this. If they are just a small screw in a big wheel, they want to be important. They want to be creative. The most people do like this. But there are different people. I know somebody who likes to string rackets. This is one of the most stupid jobs I know. It is always the same. It is accord working always the same, but he likes it. He likes doing always the same. Some people have these attributes, these adjectives, everybody has different feelings, and you have to find out on your own how your system is working, what you want. And to find out, you need to know the world. If today it is very important to look YouTube videos, to travel around, to go on fairs, to go in the world. If it is possible, after school, I would give the suggestion to anybody to be really active, but not to start at once with the next pre-organized system where you are put in the next frame. You should be at least half a year. You should take time to find out about life, to meet a lot of people, to discuss with a lot of people, to get impulses. You get impulses by reading books, by going out in the world, just to travel. You do not need to travel far away. Sometimes it is sufficient to go in the next city. In Buddhism, they tell, one of the principles of Buddhism is every day, every week, every month, every year, go a new search for a new path. Of course, the new path every day can just be a small variation. But every year you could do a bigger variation. You could start something new. For example, Mark Zuckerberg, the boss of Facebook, every year has his personal challenge. He does every year something special just to get impulses, just to be active. As a colleague I studied with told me once, you need to know that you are still living. He also sometimes did crazy things. He always said, I did this. I asked him, we were studying, we really had not a lot of time because our timetable was full all the time. But he started working at a construction company and near his studies. And it was really, he did the dirtiest and the stupid jobs. He cleaned for the Opel company. I think it was Opel. He was at a sub-construction company and had to clean the conveyor belts, maybe. I don't know exactly what he did. But he said it inspired him to be with these other guys, just to sit around and to read and to learn all the time. This was not inspiring for him. He needed these other impulses. And especially for boys, it is the worst just to sit around all the time. Boys even more need to run around physically, to need physical impulses. To watch three-dimensional, to talk to people, to be blood needs to circle fast. Yeah, and sometimes it is also good to have certain ways of stress. This is called de-stress, healthy stress. Just to get to be just not to sleep, to get new ideas. You need a certain level of stress. Yeah, this stress should be a positive way of stress. So I got my impulses in the last years through following a sort of a leader, a people I admire. So the guy I'm following, what he does, what he's talking all the time, is Elon Musk. I'm inspired by everything he does and he talks and he presents. I think he represents the new way of thinking, the new way of thinking in the next century. And he also decided to put his children in a special school he created. And he said, everybody should do what he wants, what he is interested in. Of course, this is not possible for anybody. This is luxury. But if you are put in a frame where you cannot decide on your own, this is not healthy. This is not good. So you should very early start to do your own projects near school, near studying. You should read your own books. You should do your own activities. You should follow your own aims. And you should decide alone for your life. So, this would be the impulses I would give to Alexandra. This was what I was thinking about. when if I would be in her position. My problem when I was at her age was the same. I was not able to decide. I followed the hints I got. And sometimes you, for example, my mother expected that I should play piano, and I went for years, for 6 years, I went to the piano lessons. Also, I never wanted to play piano, but I didn't want to be weak. I didn't want to give up. So I always, I didn't say I do not want to learn piano. This is, doesn't interest me at all, because it would have been a sort of a certain way of giving up. So we did this, and it was absolutely in vain. It was for nothing. My parents spent a lot of money for these super expensive piano lessons. And I never played. From the day after 6 years, I decided I do not want to play piano anymore. It is not what I want. And from this day, I never played not even 10 minutes piano. So I would have much more liked to do sports and tennis. But at this time, I had hay fever, allergical reaction against grass. So I never could go out in summer. So tennis wouldn't be the sport I could have done at this time. So it is always dependent on your personal conditions, what you can do and what you cannot do. And yes, sometimes parents just give their children something to do so that they do not get crazy ideas and start with drugs or something like that. And I wonder how many of my friends, even of my tennis club, there I know, for example, Caro, which is a nice girl. She is intelligent. She is very good in sports. She was one of the best tennis players I knew. And she was about 17 when she started smoking. I couldn't understand this. And she will not get rid of these smoking habits, which is totally, totally stupid. It is expensive. It's bad for your health. At this time, mostly young people just start smoking because they think it's cool, because they want to be accepted of their group. Yeah, they want to be together with the other smokers. And these are, you should have the backbone to withstand this group group behavior, this force, this forcing of the group. I don't know how to tell it, but I think it's clear. It is always, and I found out when I had some young guys which were helping on my construction area here. I needed helpers, so I found some pupils who wanted to help me. And they were like sheeps. They always wanted to be together. And they always did everything together. And if one was the master sheep and the others followed him. I thought it's so crazy, this sheep behavior. And you find it very often. And you should be your just responsible alone. You should be able to decide independent of this sheep behavior. Yeah, this would be my advice. So she needs to decide on her own. But the problem is with Alexandra, she would be able to speak English at least as good as I. Her English is even better. My English is not good, but her English is really better than my English. At least at writing, but she does not want to talk because her opinion is that her pronunciation would be not good enough. But because she just wants to write all the time and it just needs too long, it is for me it needs too much time, and it makes no fun to. Especially if you use your mobile phone, the information rate is not high enough, because of communication problems. Of course, it is both. She is Russian, I am German, and we talk in English. But it is a communication problem because of speed. And I can exchange my thoughts with others better by verbal communication. If it needs too long to exchange the information, then I got tired. And so it would be much better if she would be able, or she would start communicating by voice. I think it is always in this case, in such very important life phases, you should have a sort of sparing partner with whom you can exchange your ideas. And it should be an inspiring sparing partner. And this maybe should always, the one who is deciding should decide which one he chooses as sparing partner for his decisions, for sorting his brain, his ideas, his thoughts. You sometimes, it's like in psychotherapy. The therapist should have a sort of behavior where he does not talk too much. He just listens to the ideas of the one who is deciding and just gives some impulses. And the one who is deciding should sort his ideas by talking verbally. Yeah, because you need a sort of brainstorming. And by writing, your brain cannot work as efficiently as if you are talking. And you need to find out several sparing partners, and it needs a lot of time and several efforts. So I always compare it with cutting furniture. Thin wood. If you cut with a cutter knife, if you cut I don't know the English word for thin wood, so layers of wood, normally you put it on furniture, on the surface. So if you have this wooden sheets, have a thickness of about 1 millimeter. And it just needs as a sort of example for understanding what I want to say. If you use this cutter method to cut these sheets of wood, you cannot cut it with one cut. You need several cuts. You always cut 5, 6, 7 times the same line until it's breaking. And here it's the same. To find the right decision, you need to compare it with this cutting of wooden sheets. You need several startings. You need to do it several times over weeks, always thinking, exchanging, talking. And then after some time, it breaks and you found out. And maybe it is not one final decision. Maybe it's some people also say the path is the way. So maybe the life exists out of this path. So you find out by being active what you want, and you can change afterwards. Another example was I had bought a door, and the door could be mounted on the right and on the left side. But the disadvantage of this very flexible and cheap door was that there was a leg in the top of the door, and I didn't like it. It was a fire protection door, and I didn't like this hollow, this free area at the top of the door. It looked crazy, and I wanted to change the door against a special developed door, which would have cost 5 times more than this very cheap standard sized door. And then came a friend and said, it is no problem, you can ever change this door, and we could also just weld a metal part on top of the door so that you do not see this spare part. When I found out that whenever I want, I could change it. It didn't disturb me anymore. It was not so important to have it 100% exact. I thought, if I want, I can always change it. And I could live with this mindset. It was much easier for me to go on living. And the door is still the same. I never changed it because I could live with this mindset that I can, or whenever I want, I could change it. And sometimes it is just the mindset you need for being confident with your decisions or your life. And these are the main things in life. This experiences how life works. And in my book about decision making, I have a lot of experiences. For example, in school, you didn't learn how to learn. But this would have been the most important thing, to learn how to learn. And there are several books on the market of Mr. Geiselhart or of Gregor Staub, a Swiss guy. And they described how the brain is working. Also, Birkenbiel found out how brain is working. And it is working in a very strange way. Sometimes it's better to have a complicated way of thinking to remember things. But this should just be one of several examples. What is important in life and what we do not learn in school or at university. So in school would have been more important than all this fact knowledge we learned would have been how the brain is working and how efficiently can be learned. We didn't, not in 1 year, not one teacher told us this. You had to find out on your own. And for example, I did almost my whole Abi, which is the final exams in high school. I did it with a book I found out on my own, just by coincidence. And these books were so great that I could prepare perfectly for my whole exams. And another knowledge, I think, which is important for life is how to deal the art of the deal. Yeah, this is important. To negotiate with others, how the psychology works of other people, which type of peoples exist. For example, NLP is very important, neuro-linguistic programming. This, meanwhile, this is proved knowledge. Yeah, when I heard it several years ago, it had this it was a bit strange, these ideas. But meanwhile it is proved that this knowledge is very important. And yeah. And for example, how to invest, how investing in shares is working, how fundamental analysis and technical analysis is working, how behavioral finance is working, how important your behavior is. And even here in financing, it is very important not to listen on anybody and to be on your own, not to talk to others about your ideas. And more and more you get your main informations about YouTube channels or on special congresses. You should go to one of these infotainment activities which are provided everywhere at least once a year. Go on fairs to see companies, to see possibilities, and to talk to interesting people. That would be my advice for Alexandra.